Carlisle Cup tie again. Dunfermline on a good side. We saw that on Saturday. We'll see that again. We've seen that again tonight. Obviously, it's a real difficult game, and the disappointing thing, they lose the goal for a set piece, which is something we spoke about. It was a big threat they've got, and we don't pick up in the box and lose the goal. But I think over the game again, we're the team in control of the game. I thought they broke well second half once or twice as well, but you just feel for us that the momentum's starting to shift, and you feel the goal's going to come. And thankfully, we got the penalty. I thought we probably could have had two or three penalties tonight. I thought the one we got was probably the softer one. I thought, again, difficult for me to see from ground level, but the one before it was Scott McMahon cut across the box. It looks like a certain penalty. But thankfully we get the one we got, and Rakesh goes and puts it away. And the most important thing, like I said to the boys, is that you get yourself through, regardless how you've got to do it. In a cup tie, you've got to find a way. And with Dan and Gills going off both injured, that's 9 or 10 first team players now that would, not just first team players that you would class as first team squad players, it's actual first team guys that would start the game or come on in the game and have a big impact in the game. So for us, the size of the squad we've got, it shows you the depth we've got as well with good young players. Craig Watson obviously comes in tonight. Ross Cunningham comes on as well and does well, so it's just really pleasing from that aspect as well.
Alan was complaining that it was a blatant dive for the penalty. Did you get a chance to see it in video again?
I've not seen it back. I thought it was a penalty. I thought it's the two they're coming together. I thought Scott's going at pace and the guy just steps across him. I think anybody else in the park, it's a free kick, so I think for that reason it's a penalty. I think over the piece we probably deserve to get the break, to get the penalty. And I say in extra time we probably should have won it with Darien's chance, with Dougie's chance when he cuts in his left foot. But it was pleasing to get through, like I say, in a cup game, especially with many players injured as we've got at the minute. It's just all about finding a way to get yourself through the next round, and that's really pleasing when the team can dig in like that and like I say, twice come from behind and find a way to get through.
What do you make of your keeper?
He's outstanding. I just said that there. He's unfortunate to find himself out of the team because he was doing so well. Obviously, picked up a bad shoulder injury, and Woodgie's come in, and Woodgie's been outstanding as well. So we're fortunate we've got two very good keepers at the minute. And Remy's done really well tonight. I think it's 3 out of 3 saves, which obviously takes the pressure off the penalty takers as well, and it lets them go and stick the ball in the back of the net. But no, it's great to be in that position and have two goalkeepers of that calibre.
Good way ahead, though. I suppose that's kind of headache you want.
No, definitely. It's probably the only position in the park we've got a headache because we're so short of bodies. That's probably the one place that we have. But like you say, ideally, I think for a good team and a strong squad, you want to have two for every position, and two guys that are of kind of that abilities is great to have. And if we had that all over the park, it'd only make it stronger.
It's a good reward as well for the quarterfinals. Got your aggregates, you've shown you can cause some problems there this season already.
Yeah, you've got to believe every game you play in, you can win. And obviously we know it's another very difficult game going to a top club. But we've been there this season and acquitted ourselves well. And if we can go there and do the same again, you just never know, especially in the cup.
That's right. Thank you.